Page 82. Cross-curricular focus.
Immigrant life in New York in the 19th and 20th centuries. In the 19th and 20th centuries, millions of immigrants began new lives in the USA. Most were escaping from hunger and unemployment. For example, many people came from Ireland during the potato famine, 1845 to 1852. Others came because they lacked religious and political freedom in their countries of origin. Because they couldn't afford to travel to different areas in the USA, many immigrants started their life in New York's Lower East Side. This area became a very overcrowded and unhealthy slum area, full of sweatshops and tenement buildings. The sweatshops were factories with hard and often dangerous conditions, but were usually the only places that immigrants could find work. The tenements were tall buildings divided into flats, with often 12 or more people living inside each flat. The overcrowded and badly built housing was unsanitary and dangerous. At first, one member of a family, usually a father or adult son, would come to the USA. He would rent a place to sleep in New York and start to work immediately. After saving some money, he would send it home so his family could join him. Most immigrants were poor, but in the course of time they were able to improve their lives. Through hard work and education, they moved to other neighborhoods in New York or to different areas of the USA.